The Upper East Health Promotion Officer, Gaston Bossier, has challenged municipal and district directors of health services in the region to heighten their surveillance mechanisms on guinea worm eradication. This, he noted, is the surest way to maintain the zero reporting case of the disease. He therefore charged health professionals and community-based surveillance volunteers across the region to initiate communication plans and strategies to reach out to the people at the community level. Mr. Bossier was addressing municipal and district health officers at a seminar on guinea worm eradication in Bokotanga. Here's a report by correspondent Isaac Asari.
About 30 district health directors and health promotion officers, including focal persons on guinea worm eradication, attended the training. The meeting aimed at motivating health workers and community volunteers in the dissemination of information on guinea worm. The Upper East Health Promotion Officer, Gaston Bossier, in a presentation noted that the breaking of indigenous transmission of guinea worm in the region can be achieved through the concerted and integrated efforts of the chiefs and community leaders in achieving the desired result. He asked the media to partner the Ghana Health Service to carry out vigorous educational campaign to facilitate the declaration of Ghana free from guinea worm. The Regional Disease Surveillance Officer, Thomas Abachi, said the Upper East region since 1992 has not recorded any case of guinea worm and charged community volunteers to scale up their communication and awareness program to maintain the success chalked up. Active surveillance, he stressed, is the key to guinea worm eradication in the country. And so any reliable information leading to suspected cases of guinea worm nationwide attracts a cash reward of 100 Ghana cedis. The Regional Disease Control Officer, Madame Fosina Bezin, and the Regional Guinea Worm Coordinator, Lawrence Jalefari, both charged the officers and volunteers to provide accurate data on reported cases of ailments in their areas. They called on government, stakeholders, and district assemblies to provide portable water and sanitation facilities to help stem the spread of communicable diseases.
Isaac Asari's report.